Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What happens when you hit a milestone?
You break your hand.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down just $5 on the NBA. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You'll still start off the season with a dub. With DraftKings Parlays, everyone's got a chance at even bigger basketball wins. String together multiple bets from the same game, or build your parlay across multiple games for a chance to make that payday even sweeter. Basketball's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BAMPOD. New customers get $200 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook using code BAMPOD. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in ONT. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Be a man.
Experience!
All right, so 100 episodes of the Be a Man Experience. Here we are.
Unbelievable. I remember my thoughts of when it started, it was fucking freezing in here.
Yeah.
We're over under the fucking eave over there, right?
Yeah.
Fucking eaves. Every time I lean back, I fucking smash my head.
Right.
We had poker. It felt like a little Dean Martin-ish show. We had the poker chips.
Yeah, we had like the back room scene going on.
Yeah.
Poker table, fucking couple of beers on the table. Cash laying around, chips.
That's real cash.
That was 3 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
Is it going to be 3 years or is it 3.5 years?
It's
I think it's going to be 3 years.
Yeah, the first episode aired in March of 2021.
Yeah, I think we started like February or January recording, right? A little before.
You know what's a beautiful thing when you look back in those early ones, the visual ones?
Yeah.
You can see the aging. 2-3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we both look old.
If you look at that, right?
Yeah.
And now, not that we don't look fucking all great, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this. I think we look a little younger. See?
Wow.
Two fucking years.
You look younger?
No. Then we were younger then.
Oh, yeah. We've aged.
We've aged in 2 years.
Yeah.
I've definitely aged.
Now we're aging like a fucking exponentially.
Well, you know what it is? We're like the president. It just takes a lot out of us.
It does.
Yeah.
Right. Now we leave office, you're all fucked up.
Yeah.
So be a man. I have a question for you. When we first started the podcast, what was your exposure to podcasts? Like, had you listened to many or been a part of that world?
I never ever even knew what a podcast was until 4 years ago when Kurt Minahan started a podcast. Actually, when he got axed by EEI, he did a thing called Enough About Me. He was still under contract with EEI. They gave him like a little room where he could record a podcast, interviewed a bunch of different people, some good guests. I think it's about 40 episodes. It was pretty good. So I never, ever knew what it was. And then he went out on his own. He's with Barstool now, very successful. And, nighttime when I go to bed, I usually throw a podcast on to fall asleep.
They're the greatest thing in the world.
I woke up in the middle of the night. Last night, and I heard Tonzo laughing.
You know what's funny? You told me that earlier. This is the honest to God truth. That happened to me too last night.
Really?
Because in the rotation, like you said, Sam listened to fucking political thing like Dan Bongino or whoever.
Yeah.
So I know what I was listening to.
Yeah.
Then I doze off, and all of a sudden I wake up, I go, wait a minute, that's us. I swear to God. Yeah, in the middle of the fucking night.
That I was listening. I think I was listening to Blind Mike's. What do you do about Dice Clay? I was listening to that. I was out after like 2 minutes, but then I woke up. I heard Tonzo laughing because I don't like to listen to Oz when we go to sleep because I want to listen to when I'm at the gym.
Yeah,
you know.
I think they're the greatest thing in the world. I mean, I remember doing blog talk radio with this kid. This predates podcasts, right at the sort of the beginning of podcasts. I called it blog talk radio.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a podcast, but it was like underground radio via your computer kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where any fucking guy could have a little show out of his house.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on the air tonight. We got some special guests, you know, that shit. But I'm a big listener. I love podcasts. A lot of history, a lot of learning stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Comedy. I mean, I think they're the greatest fucking thing in the world. You don't have to read books anymore.
No.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's hard for me to read a book.
But there's a whole rotation of them I have in there about different things, and they're pretty good. You
not
know?
Enough hours in the day, be
no,
man,
there really
to
isn't.
Listen to all the podcasts.
I mean, Rogan's go on for like 3 or 4 hours. Oh, and his are like, if there's something good, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Until like he had Hulk Hogan on like a month ago.
I listened to that one.
That was good.
Yeah, it's very specific as to who the guest is, what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can easily go, I haven't listened in 2 weeks because I wasn't into the guest.
Yeah, like Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Some
once
good
in a
ones.
While. Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
You know, when you guys had the idea about doing it, I was like, ugh. Like, I guess I'll give it a shot. I mean, and there were a couple of times when at the beginning when I was here, we didn't even use the episodes because I wasn't engaged.
Yeah.
You know, I was like out of it.
Kill switch engaged.
So then I feel like I got better at doing it. I mean, this isn't me. I'm good for 5 seconds, as you can see, the being man's I do. That's what all the girls say too. But I feel I've gotten better at it. And we've got, you know, prepare better for
now
it.
Now you're going the fucking distance.
Getting a better mindset. And then we changed sets and we started drinking. And I feel like a little wild and
that
better.
Was a phase.
But so I stopped doing that. And now basically just try to be prepared and more engaged. And, you know, I am who I am. I mean, I'm not talented. I mean, this guy has all the talent in the world. Oh, he's a world-class actor right here. He carries it. And, of course, Tonzo is brains behind it, too.
It's a great fucking team.
These guys are incredible. I'm just kind of here for the ride, you know.
Tonzo working his balls off.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, listening to the preparation, all the stuff that comes out, the clips, the videos.
It seems, you know, more and more I'm getting a lot of feedback that people like. Good. I've heard only positives about the...
Excellent.
And people come up to me and start talking about stuff we did, and, you know, because we share a lot of stories from our own personal lives, and... They relate to what we said. I know someone that did that, and you know they seem to like it. And we're getting tons and tons. We're in the top 0.1% of all podcast downloads in the world.
That's
right
pretty
now.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's
that is amazing.
It's an accomplishment. It's, you know, I'm thinking of it more and more that I mentioned. I'm proud of it.
Yeah,
you know, and I thank you guys for. You know, getting me involved, and you know, you working with you is an honor.
Friends and co-workers and all of us.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry. Don't cry, be a man. But yeah, it's a whole different scene from what I'm like I said, I worked in white collar for work, but I'm just kind of have the blue collar mentality.
Yeah.
So this isn't me, but it. You know, I'm comfortable with it now.
Oh, you're disseminating the information. The people need to hear it.
Be a man.
Let me ask you something. It's a little nasty, but it's happened to the best of us. Have you ever shit your pants?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
outside of the cabaret.
Yes.
Full 25, 30 years ago. Maybe 30, 35 years ago.
Would you say it was a full load?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I fucking was hammered.
What do you do? Where'd you, how do you recover?
I called a cab, and the guy just drove me home back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. You know, I told him, I said, sorry, I shit my pants.
That's why you've got to travel with a change of clothes, disguise, and all that other stuff I mentioned, because you can't have this happen to you.
Yeah. It doesn't get any more be a man experience as far as us three kind of fucking shooting the shit than when we talk about shit.
We've had
6 episodes.
It's a man thing.
That are about shit. And I mean, it's a man thing. It's a part of like our DNA. And at any given time, if somebody talks about a fart or talks about anything, that's just the way where our brains fucking go.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about it the whole time.
That's why we think about that in Rome all day.
It's obviously a heavy and important subject to us because we've talked about it many times. And we're not doing it out of laziness or trying to repeat ourselves. It's just that it's a big fucking thing to us.
Yeah, and it's constantly changing and evolving. When we started the show, I didn't have a bidet, and now I'm super bidet-like.
Right,
I still want to try it.
Keep your eyes peeled. Christmas is coming, and something tells me we're going to have a wonderful bidet spectacular on the horizon post-episode 100.
So no surprise, the first episode was called Shit Happens.
Yeah.
This is now 100 episodes deep. This is what you call a body of work now.
Yeah, it is.
It's a body of work.
It's a creation. Body of work.
Do you know our work? Have you seen my work?
So on the first episode, we had a segment called the Dick Donut Challenge.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And I still think it's brilliant, and I think that we need to kind of fucking bring it back a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Some sort of rape
guys or whatever, right?
Like, yeah.
Great manliness with people.
Maybe some sort of different type of gauge, because we always thought, like, it came out, John was the one that said it, like, fucking, how many donuts do you think you could fit on your dick? And we thought it was fucking hilarious. And then we did the segment, and then it kind of laid dormant for a while. And then when we started doing the Be a Man live shows, we were looking to have like fun like skits and segments and things in between to keep everything moving and keep people involved and engaged. And so we decided to do it live, and in order to do so, I bought a fucking dildo, 12-inch fucking dong. Right. The thing is absolutely huge. So we're like, how are we going to get the donuts on this fucking dildo? So I basically spent 4 hours, the 2 days before the show, taking a fucking belt sander
to the dick.
I seriously stood there for 3 hours and fucking belt sanded the dick so I could get the donuts to fit fucking on the thing. And the donuts were fucking, basically I went and got a dozen donuts, I stretched them out, and then I sprayed them with like Flex Seal, like clear Flex Seal.
What procedure?
So you still have them?
Oh, yeah, but we still have downstairs. We have the dozen donuts, and we have the fucking dildo. And the dildo was in, like, a black case. There was people here doing catering, and they were poking around looking for shit. And fucking, it was like an 18-year-old girl that found the fucking 12-inch dong.
Did she take it home with her?
No, we still have possession of the dog.
That's what she gets for being a nosy bitch.
That's what I say. And initially, we were getting fucking like backlash from the caterers. They were like, it's upsetting that they found a dildo.
Tell them to say I have a fucking shit, motherfuckers. Fuck them.
Dildos turn up, you know?
Yeah, dildos pop up. So
dildos happen.
So I spent fucking, you know, all the time fucking getting the dildos together, getting the donuts together. We went and we did the thing live. And I think it might have been a little too much for people.
Yeah, did we do just one show?
Yeah, we did it only, one show.
Only one show.
That was it.
That was in Connecticut?
Yeah. No, that was in
Medford.
Okay. At the Chevy.
Yeah.
And we kind of...
That was kind of a weird show.
It was. There was weird vibes at the place.
There was all, like, the people showing up before backstage, and remember?
Yeah, there was...
It was like a weird...
Yeah.
Remember that? It was a little off.
Well, we got...
Yeah.
Well, first off, we ended up doing the wrong... different date because we got bumped fucking Marie Osmond.
Who ended up canceling because she sold no... You know that, right?
Yeah.
She sold no tickets, so she got fucking canceled.
No shit.
Yeah, so we got bumped for nothing.
A lot of people bought tickets, never heard nothing. Friends of mine say, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
It was we bought it for a different night and never heard anything, never got that money back, nothing.
Jeez.
Man, we sold it out. They fucking
right.
Marie Osmond couldn't sell nothing.
Fuck. But the Dick Donut Challenge, we did it live, right? Basically, we were shooting the maiden voyage. We never really tried that in any way except to talk about it right on the show here.
Yeah.
But to actually do a demonstration of it, That was the first and only time, right?
Yep. And I actually have the unreleased footage.
Oh, good.
Wow.
For us to check out.
Be a man.
Experience! Flashback!
This is Blow Up Our Podcast. Yeah. This segment, it's a runaway hit, and it's a very simple game. How many donuts can a guy stack on his dick? Now, we know in the old days, when a man was a fucking man before they set up those parameters, you knew what a guy could fucking stack just by looking at it. Today, things are a little dicey. It's just not the physicality. It's the innuendo, the aura, the rumor. Everything goes into it. All right? Milton Bradley may be buying this game off for $2 million. I'm not shitting, it's an expensive game. Okay. We are going to need a visual aid, however. Tonzo, will you bring the visual aid, please? Let's see.
Unbelievable. You know something? As I was watching them going, this is the best fucking game show I've seen in the last 30 years. I don't know why this isn't a regular game show every day.
People liked it, seemed to like it.
I think it's fucking awesome.
But it was just
awesome.
Kind of, what didn't we like about the whole thing? It just didn't come across right as far as us doing
I mean,
in real time, it didn't feel like it was quite happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like it was almost like a little anticlimactic.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking at it here, I feel sort of differently about it. I mean, the way I sound, the modulation, whatever you call it, right? But it doesn't seem terrible at all.
Yeah?
I don't know. You think we should bring it back on NBC this fall?
We could work on it, do some kind of form of it, maybe.
And that's
a good in studio. Say we had like a contestant in an intimate setting. So you could really see it in the stacking and talk in a regular tone to someone.
See, I think the ultimate way to do it is to do it to the average Joe and have people that are actually doing the dick donut challenge.
Yes.
It was a weird night.
Yeah, it was an odd night.
And it was like where we did it, the venue was okay, but it's like afterwards it was like, you know, you're in a neighborhood basically. Right? It's not like not like when we did the Wilbur. You could walk across the street or walk downstairs and party or go down the street.
Other bars. Yeah, there was nothing there. So when we did the next night, we went to Foxwoods.
Yeah.
And we kind of took that out of the show. And the Foxwoods show was unbelievable. Well,
yeah, that was a banging show.
That was probably one of the best. Probably the best
show
we did.
That was the best one.
Yeah, that was good. I think the first. I don't think
the first one was great.
I don't think we ever topped the first one.
That was hot.
Even if some shit went wrong.
So crowded.
I just think it was. I mean, people were packed. They were pumped.
Fucking Be a Man Tour Year One.
Yeah.
There was nothing like it. I was there, man. I was on the fucking road.
What do you do if a girl is infested with the COVID but still wants to ride dirty with you?
Hit that anyways. Be a man. If your girl cuts her hair and gets dressed up, what do you do? Ignore her and go out with the boys. Be a man. If your in-laws show up unexpectedly, what do? Watch porno in front of them. Be a man. Gas prices are going through the roof and you need a new vehicle, what do? Buy a fucking bus, of course. Be a man. Now, be a man, what do if a host asks you to take off your shoes during a house party? Kick him in the balls. Keep your shoes on. Be a man. What do if the guy owes you money, but every time you see him, he tries to avoid you? Pull his fucking head over with a pipe. Be a man. If you go to the doctor and he says you have a tumor, what do? Don't tell anybody. Die. Be a man. If some jerk off is sitting next to you on an aeroplane breaking your balls, what do? Break his fucking nose. Be a man. Now be a man. What do when you see a naked woman laying on a bed? Eat her ass out.
Oh!
Be a man. Ladies and gentlemen, be a man.
Be a man. Experience!
Look at, we changed the fucking logo midstream.
No, we went to a circle.
Just we like went
right here.
Right?
Yeah.
What a fucking bold move. Things really fucking took a turn at that point.
Yeah,
I think that's when we switched sets to set two, which is...
Which is the bar.
We call them the corporate years.
Yeah, I call that the news desk.
Yeah, right. The bar was nice. It had very erotic lighting.
Right.
Yeah.
It was kind of comfortable. I mean, it was...
When you see
it... wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
The chairs weren't too great.
But when you see it, you know, the old pictures of it, right? You go, well, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
And the TVs in front. The lighting was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just the chairs. We weren't too excited about the chairs.
Yeah,
right?
We were like after hours.
It didn't like the
purple light and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It did look kind of corporate, didn't it? Yeah, like for the most part, but like because we were still when we switched that set over, we were still doing like kind of freelance videos on the side,
right.
And we actually had a couple of people that came in and did shows for this thing, the Cannabis Radio Network.
Yeah,
and it was almost like looking at it, it's like this set is made for that. Like
yeah.
More than like the podcast, like shooting the shit vibe.
Yeah, it served its purpose.
Yeah, I think the only thing I didn't like was the chairs.
Yeah.
I mean,
the desk was kind of nice in a way. The mics
cool.
were different. You know, it was an evolutionary process
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we had the headphones on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cans.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the, so when we switched, I think the first big episode was the wedding episode.
Oh,
onto set two.
Yeah, onto set two.
Be a man. Experience!
Flashback! So, banging on the door. I got in there. I saw grab some guy inside. I got his hair to fucking drag me out of there. You know, fucking fighting with my brother-in-law. Like, you know,
that's a great memory.
There was a thing of there was a pyramid of like I don't know, 100 or 200 champagne glasses. Fucking threw him right through it.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yes,
I love to see the pictures from this wedding.
What pictures?
The videotape.
Yeah, the broad that worked there said. I asked if I was on steroids. I said, no, I'm not, you fucking c-. You know, I got in an argument with my mother. I mean, it was bad. I was yelling at everybody. I took off.
It was your wedding.
My wedding.
Oh, awesome.
Be a man. Experience.
Flashback. The wedding episode, yep.
Epic.
That was kind of.
Classic.
I forget what that was supposed to be about that day, but we just kind of talked about that after the show.
Yeah, well, that was, I mean, the wedding itself, there was so many fucking great stories.
Everyone feels like they were there.
I remember it seemed like a long slog to 100, right? Counting them down in the 70s, we were doing one a week. But when we accelerated to the two,
yeah, now
the solid rocket now it's, fucking boosters now we're have
triple,
gone up.
Triple figures.
Now it's,
right? It's fucking crazy. But well, we started off and we were doing half an hour shows twice a month. So you guys would come in
but
once
I think
a
it
month.
Was even like some of them like 20 minutes, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not even a half hour. Yeah, and that's
unreal.
Yeah, it's grown.
Yeah, so you guys would come in once a month, and now we're going all the fucking time.
Every other week. Yeah,
well, I've popped onto some of these episodes randomly early on, and a lot of them fucking stand up pretty well, if I say so myself.
Oh, good. Yeah, I guess
listen to some of them. You go, this ain't fucking bad. It's still kind of relevant because they were evergreen stories we talked about a lot back then.
And that was from jump, that was the idea that if, you know, someone finds out about it, now they have, like, if you haven't listened to the fucking podcast, now you have 100 episodes to go back and listen to, and they're not fucking time-stamped.
Every summer I listen to Beaches.
Yeah, that's a fucking classic.
Like, it looks like it was recorded today. Oh, the Beatles.
You go back.
My shit stands up.
You go back and listen to Beaches.
I've listened to Beaches several, for some reason. I was drawn to that a few times when I'm at the fucking beach.
Oh, it's nice.
I'm not even kidding. We got the best fucking opening of any podcast I listen to. And the visual component of it, when you watch it on YouTube, it's fucking unbeatable.
Yeah, and this is a reminder to everybody that's listening. Go over to YouTube, give us a click and a follow, and watch the full video versions of these things, because a lot of times I'm putting like unreleased footage and all kinds of cool shit in it, and it's just kind of like a better experience than
smash
just
smash that like button. Right?
Yeah, like they say, smash that like button.
Smash.
But this
smash.
Has been, you know, something like a great forum to like kind of express ourselves and talk and shoot the shit. Right, and it's been great.
I mean, it helps that me and John are like a combined 130 something years old, so we have a lot of experience.
That's true, man. Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah, which sucks, but what are we gonna do?
Hotline,
be a man. Hotline,
yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline,
call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
Hey, be a man. So a couple of years back, I got this job as a donut fryer. It was a late Friday night, and this gorgeous blonde walked in the bakery. I work in the back, away from everyone else, but as she was walking out the back to go, we started talking. Long story short, we ended up hooking up that night. Fast forward a couple of months later, me and a coworker are outside having a smoke, and he tells me that our boss will only hire guys to work the night shifts. After hearing that, I got confused and asked about the blonde because I had continued to see her around from time to time. My coworker looks at me and tells me that's the boss's daughter. I still work for him to this day and don't think he ever found out. Moral of the story, sleep with your boss's daughter without him knowing. Be a man.
It's great move.
So the boss's daughter doesn't work there anymore.
Nope.
No.
So maybe he did find out and that's why he fucking changed it to not having fucking male employees at night.
It's a good power move to pump the boss's daughter. You know what I mean? Fucking dangerous. That element of like, I'm fucking doing this is awesome.
Happens all the time.
Right?
Oh. The boss is rich to get some fucking young scallywag, some fucking drifter.
Some fucking
falls in love with your daughter with no money.
Some ranch hand. Pumping the daughter. You go, what the fuck? Get out of here.
Ranch hand.
Some varmint. You know what I mean? Of all people, he ends up pumping the fucking boss's daughter.
Yeah.
Much to the boss's fucking chagrin.
You know, and unfortunately for the coolness factor of the story, it's not like he was like, yeah, I'm going to fuck the boss's daughter. He ended up fucking this broad, and it turned out to be the daughter.
Right. Yeah.
Which is, that's two totally different fuck sessions.
Yeah, exactly. Being a donut fryer, it all sounds so fucking awful. The environment, frying donuts at night.
That sounds like agony.
I'd be homeless on the street if I had that job.
I'd kill myself.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, I'd set up a cardboard box. I ain't working.
And that shit, that's one of those jobs like fucking, I used to hang out with a broad that worked at a donut shop and she smelled like donuts all the time.
Yeah, you can't get that smell off you.
Can't get it off.
Even if you shower.
It's fucking baked in.
Yeah, it's like oil.
Oh, yeah.
Use donut jokes on it going, baby,
Your pussy smell like honeydew fucking fried donut.
Awesome.
You want my French Corella? Yeah.
You want honey dip? Show you my Boston cream.
That's right. You do the whole thing with just fucking donut names.
Donut
right?
Innuendos.
Yeah, baby, I'm a coconut ring donut.
I'm going to powder your pussy.
I'm going to stuff you with some jelly, baby.
That's right.
The jelly stuffing.
Oh, you want my jelly stick?
She took the whole jelly stick.
She likes shocker crawlers.
You know, this should have been titled What are the things that guys say that work at the donut shop?
Yeah,
and this is what they talk about, right?
Yeah. Everything's about
a donut.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. All day long, every day of the week.
Oh, yeah. she's crawlers. Probably talking about all the customers, right?
She's crawlers.
This is the one
long
fucking
way.
Used to say crawlers,
this is a
yeah.
good fucking bit. Nobody yeah. better steal it. Yeah. Two guys. How about this? They're having a smoke behind the donut shop, and they're shooting the shit. And this is all they say back and forth. Everything's about
donut
sex or a fucking donut involved in it.
Yeah, man. She give it a jelly stick. Oh yeah, man. She took all the Boston cream.
All right, we have one more call. This is a question/story.
Yeah, I got a question for you guys. Have any of you ever pulled a fire alarm, either as a joke or like on serious? I did it one time. It was a combination joke and serious. You're going to have to bear with me on this. So I was all of about 18 years old, 19. I was 19 years old. And this one bar in my town was like an underage drinking bar. Like the owner was like ancient, just like I'd say mid-90s and still running Jesus. This bar. And so the one night there was a bunch of us in there and the LCB, the liquor control board, showed up. And just doing a bust on the, because there was everybody knew you could drink in there when you're young. And I knew I was up Schitt's Creek. I was like, ah, fuck. Because, like, you know, there was no way out. And they started going down the line, like, you know, everybody, you know, stand up, take out your wallets, you got a CID. And so I make a run for it. Not like it was so much a run. I just kind of, like, maneuver my way over by the fucking bathroom. And lo and behold, on the wall was the fire alarm. I was like, oh, you can't force people to stay in a building that could be on fire. So I jam on that alarm, like, get me out of jail. And, oh, yeah, no. As soon as the fire alarm went off, the owner even specifically said that. He's like, you can't keep people in here if there's a possible fire. So no sooner than my feet hit the street, I start sprinting up the road, just as fast as my legs could carry me. Yeah, that's my fire alarm story.
Do you have a fire alarm, be a man.
Did you ever do it?
Several times.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling. You pull the alarm and it fucking goes right off.
Did you stay around and watch like a fucking...
So I'll give you a couple of examples. Once it happened by accident, me and my friends were fucking around like we were going to do it, and I did it. And it went off at school. I've told a couple of these stories. Once I was late for... no, it was a bomb scare. but I did it at school once. We were having a fire drill, and I set someone's locker on fire. I told the story, and the girl had asthma. And,
like,
took a week, and everyone thought during the fire drill, it was supposed to happen later, but I pulled the alarm early, and so everybody thought that you know, it was like a drill and nothing was going on, but it was actually, they were freaking out because it was like billows of fucking black smoke in the halls because they burned, set someone's locker on fire.
That's real juvenile delinquent shit.
Yeah. A handful of times I've done it. It's a great feeling.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when you push it down, man, the fucking...
Well, you feel like a fucking arsonist or something.
Yeah.
And then you stand on the street corner all looking weird watching the fucking apparatus. Is that what they call it?
You sweat.
The fire trucks come.
You're sweating and you're naked from the waist down.
You get a hard on when they pull up.
I know. It's
they
weird.
Go, who pulled the alarm? They look at you, you start running. You go, no! Instead of being cool, you instantly bolt. You panic and bolt. They go, that's him! But you know what's funny when you're a kid, though? You don't think of the fucking repercussions like you do when you're older, right? Like, oh, no. All those firemen got to come out. You know, that's not right.
Yeah,
somebody get hit by a car.
Yeah, right.
But you don't think of all that.
No, you
right?
don't. Imagine if we did and someone got
killed. But now.
Now.
You like, go, how the fuck can you do that?
You can't get away with it now.
No. You're on camera.
Cameras everywhere.
I used to ring the alarm at the school. Not the like the fire alarm, but they had a bell. And
I do that.
I did it repeatedly.
I do that in elevators all the time.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
I always press the alarm button.
Do you?
You know, I always
even
do
by
that.
Yourself.
Yeah, but just it's like pressing the doorbell.
Yeah,
by myself. Sometimes
when I'm by myself, and I make faces to the camera, and I'm weird.
But yeah, I do that too.
You look up, go. Yeah.
I spit in the camera.
Do you?
I always flex like I'm gonna whip my dick out, but I don't.
Be a man. Experience.
Okay, so we're 100 episodes in. I'm looking forward to doing a million more.
A million more?
Yeah, and I was a skeptic. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? I didn't know what that was. That's like, what, 3 years ago? So I don't mind doing it now.
No. It's a good old one, isn't it?
No, we're gonna.
I love how you said, I don't mind doing it.
Well, I'm glad you're so enthusiastic.
Never, all right. Never be enthusiastic. Be a man.
I like it because it's a great outlet for us. It's like a psychiatric session in a way, right?
Mini therapy session.
Inner thoughts. We've gotten stuff out. We've said stuff. We really have said a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah.
That you might think some people go, how can you talk that way? People,
but our fans are nuts. So they.
But
they
we've
like
done it.
It.
We've done it in the face of even family and certain friends going, you guys, I mean, is that appropriate? I don't know, man. You're always doing this. Yeah. But we've done it.
Yeah. And it's a good way to connect with the fans.
Yeah.
You know, instead of seeing me for 5 seconds and,
right.
You know, you want clips or whatever.
And I will not be censored. Tonzo and Be a Man will not be censored, right? So we, you know, we say what we want to say here pretty much.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.